will hinge on this kiss, the salty tears we missed. Though joy may roar, sorrow won't be ignored.
They are dividing, and they are conquering, perhaps. Yes, today and tomorrow, Bellex One solo projects on The Breakfast Show. Today, Dave Geraghty's going to be in with us. Tomorrow, it's going to be Paul. And they're both doing their own thing. The band is still together, obviously. That's called Joy is a Lion. And Dave Geraghty's going to be in doing that live later on this morning. And loads more besides. Gift Grub, Dempsey's Double, all the information you need, all the sports you need. It's on the way. Stay where you are. This is 100 to 102 Today FM. Let's get the latest news before we go anywhere. And Sinead Spain has all your details. Morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Ian. The President's historic four-day state visit to the UK.
Now, kickstart this morning. This is probably one of the greatest kickstarts of all time, right? Brilliant song they picked out by a local artist, a guy from down in County Kildare. And just a fantastic story as well. Before we go into the story, I just want to explain exactly what it is we're talking about. You may have heard this being mentioned and bandied around, a cochlear implant, right? It's something, there was something in the newspapers and on the news about a woman who started hearing for the first time. She had been profoundly deaf and she was starting to hear things again, very excited about hearing the alphabet, I think it was, A, B, C, D, and she was just amazing because she was hearing for the first time, basically. Well, these implants can be put into your ears and you can hear stuff. And this letter we got from Keith McCormick, he sent us an email over the weekend. He's got a guy who's nearly seven, his name is Liam, and he's listening right now. He's six at the moment, nearly seven, and he recorded a kickstart song and he would love us to play it out, particularly a special one. He says, 2 years ago this week, my son Liam, he had a cochlear implant switched on at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. Since then, he has made amazing progress in his speech. He can now use a telephone and is even listening to the radio. Yay! And they are the hardest things to do, apparently, for cochlear implant users. I got the fright of my life a few weeks ago when he started singing the song that he's picked out for the kickstart song today from the back seat of the car. He had just heard it somewhere and remembered it, which is just amazing what can be done. So have a listen to Liam and his dad Keith, and they're going to kickstart your morning today, and this is just absolutely beautiful stuff. So you're very welcome along, and thank you very much for joining us, Keith and Liam. Here we go right now.
Hello, Ian.
Hi, all, Ian.
My name is Liam.
My name is Liam.
And my kickstart song.
My kickstart
song.
Song.
Is Christy Moore.
Christy Moore.
And don't forget your shovel.
Don't forget your shovel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey.
Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Or you'll end up where you came from like the rest of us.
GAA, Sky. Is this a marriage made in heaven or hell? We have to find out in a few months' time.
Sky, believe in Slither.
Welcome to the first day of the GAA season on Sky Sports. Let's go straight over to the Hurling Championship with Paul Merson, who's watching the game at Nolan Park. Kilkenny versus Wexford Merse.
Oh, I thought this was going to be lively, Jeff, but the Kilkenny boys, they've come out with sticks, Jeff. Oh, I don't believe it. So have the Wexford lads. This could kick off lively, Jeff.
Phil Thompson, Cork versus Kerry in the football in Park. Whatever.
A cracking start here, Jeff. The Cork lads are going at it. It's like as if there's 15 of them on the pitch, Jeff. Tomas Clancy, he grabs the ball. He's got it now. He's in front of goal. Oh. He can't miss. Oh, he blasted it over, Jeff. Oh. What a miss, Jeff.
He'll be disgusted at that, Phil, won't he?
Well, that's what I thought, Jeff, but they're patting him on the back and the scoreboard is saying 1-0, Jeff. This is a bit queer.
Waterford, Tipperary, huge anticipation down in Walsh Park, where Jeff Shreves is talking to Waterford legend John Mullane. Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. John, can Waterford make it out of Munster this year?
Well, you know,
I believe Waterford can come out of Munster this year. Tipperary will be tough, of course, and you can never write off Clare. But for me, something blah.
By the way, confirmation that Dublin versus Kildare will go ahead today after Garth Brooks has given us permission to the Dubs to use Croke Park. Back to Paul Merson at Kilkenny Wexford at Nolan Park.
Oh, there's trouble here, Jeff, for the strawberry pickers. The boy, Podge Doran, whoa, Jeff of Wexford, he's butted him, Jeff. He's butted him with the stick, Jeff, oh, straight into Richie Hogan's face. And the ref's reaching for a card, Jeff.
Is it a red or a yellow, Paul?
I don't believe it, Jeff. It's black.
Black? What does black mean, Paul?
I don't know. It's unbelievable, Jeff. I think he's been sentenced to death, the lad.
Oh!
That's a bit harsh, Jeff, considering... Oh, my God, that's a bit harsh.
Back to Walsh Park. Waterford versus Tipperary with commentators Martin Tyler and assistant commentator Michiel O'Murchate. Michiel O'Murchate. Maurice Shanahan! What a goal! Michal down at the technical area. How did Maurice Shanahan conjure up that angle?
Well, Maurice Shanahan, his father worked in Carney's Butchers, his mother in Snow Cream Dairy, which probably explains how he was able to cut through the defence like a knife through butter. Back to you, Martin.
Thank you, Martin Tyler, and Michiel Chicken Tikka Merchant. Oh, press the red button, by the way, if you want to hear Fan Zone. That's real fans commentating on Waterford Tipperary, like this.
Well, bye.
Wah.
Well, bye.
Wah.
Well, bye.
Wah.
Well, bye.
Wah. And a late goal at McHale Park has been overruled by the Sky Robot umpires. Phil Thompson, Cork versus Kerry, it's all over. Who won?
I'm not sure, Jeff. It's 6:17 here to 3:23. The lads got one goal, but they gave him three for it. So he's got a hat-trick. So there's 18 plus 19. Hang on. And then there's 9 plus 23. For the others. I don't know, Jeff. I'll get me calculated.
No more, Mr. Nice Guy. No more, Mr. Clean. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. Listen, he's sick. He's a sick.
All right, then, let's do this. We've got Dempsey's double. Start with a fiver, double it, all the way you go, and hopefully up to our 10th question to win for yourself €2,560. Sally's on the line. Morning, Sally, how are you?
Morning, Ian, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. You're from Limerick originally, but you live in Galway now, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Excellent. Live and work in Galway.
And you're a trainee psychologist.
I am, yeah.
And would right. that be of benefit to you when you're trying to answer questions here? You can keep calm and you can understand.
That's exactly it. I'm hoping. And I have another trainee psychologist beside me, my friend Anna. She's
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, sure, we're on the pig's back, so that's brilliant. Fantastic. Well, listen, you want to get things underway then with a fiver, yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Have a listen to this first of all. This is 10 seconds for you. Now, how's your psychology dealing with that, eh? Hey! Listen, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
For a fiver, 10 divided by 2 equals what?
5.
It's hilarious, isn't it? Okay, do you want to keep going?
I will.
Kermit the Frog is the love interest of what pig in the cast of The Muppets?
Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy is right there. Was that just, were you just trying to put me off there by pretending that you weren't sure?
Yeah, that's it.
Right, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm wide to you, I'll tell you. Okay, right. Do you want to go for 20?
I will indeed.
Okay. All right, Sally, here we go. For €20, Leo Varadkar, James Riley, and Enda Kenny are all members of what political party?
Fine Gael, isn't it?
Fine Gael is the right answer. Excellent. €20. You haven't need any help from your friend next door, no?
She's Googling away. We're getting there before she gets.
That's okay. Once you do it in 10 seconds. Right then. Here we go. Do you want to go for 40?
I will, yeah.
Mount Fuji, Mount Everest, and Mount Kilimanjaro are all types of what?
Mountains.
Google's great, isn't it? That's €40, right? Okay. Do you want to go for 80?
Okay.
The colour of the French flag is made up of red, blue, and what other colour?
White.
What?
White?
Yeah, white. Sorry. I thought white. You said yellow there for a second.
Oh, Jesus, no. White.
Okay. Right, €80. Right, Sally, you're doing great. Now, we can go for 160. They will get slightly more difficult as we go along, but not too much more difficult. So, you know. Do you want to go for 160?
I will, I'll tell.
Okay. Russell Crowe was in town last week and can currently be seen playing what biblical character in cinemas around Ireland?
Noah.
That was easy for you, no problem. Okay, right. Do you want to go for 320? Do you want to take the money? It's up to you. €160 is yours.
I'll go again.
Okay, 320. In the TV series Friends, Ross and Monica are brother and sister. What is their last surname?
Geller?
What?
Geller
is the right answer. Yay! That out of your own brain, was it?
It was actually.
Oh, yeah, right. What about mountain, though? I thought a mountain, you had to get that. You had to Google that, didn't you? Okay, somebody's written a poem for you, by the way, okay? Sally Flynn came on to win. If she doesn't, it would be a sin. But what is this? Ian granted her wish, and she won enough to buy a new fish. Mick, under pressure, Mick. I like it. Okay, do you want to go for 640, or do you want to take that 320 that is yours right now?
I'll go for 640.
Okay, right. Here we go. Coq au vin is a French dish which, as the name suggests, is chicken cooked in what?
Wine?
Wine is the right answer.
Oh, my God.
Coq au vin. Yes, indeed. Okay, right. You have now got 640. This is so exciting. Okay, now, do you want to go for it? Remember, you have to answer the question in 10 seconds. If you don't, we'll be saying bye-bye and you wipe everything out. But you do have 640 that you can walk away with right now. It's up to you.
Oh, I said I'd leave at 6:40, but I really want to play.
I'll go again. Okay, right. To Kill a Mockingbird is a novel by what author?
Truman. Kick into quick.
Yes! She got us. Harper. Okay, Harper Lee is the right answer. Now, you've got €1,280. Do you want to go one more?
I have to quit here, Ian, because that was just too close for comfort.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but thank you so much.
I know, absolutely positive, because we can do one more and you can get 2,560. It's up to you.
Do you think I'll get it?
I've no idea, and I don't want to put you one way or the other. 1,280, though, is yours in your back pocket. You can take it right now.
Yeah, no, I'll take that, Ian. I'm so grateful. Thanks so much.
Well done, Sally. Good on you. Cheers. That's going to be lovely on Friday night, isn't it?
I hope so. Excellent
music. Good on you.
Thank you.
There's a whole album of that, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's due out in August.
Very nice. I love it. And so you're going to do some of the old stuff? Are you going to do some of the new songs? Any Bellex One-y stuff, or are you going to avoid that completely?
No. I did Built to Last and Diorama, a couple of the tunes.
Very good. Excellent.
I do sing.
Well thanks to Danielle and Claire as well. That was lovely. Very nice.
Yes, thanks, girls.
And I added to the whole finesse of it. Now, with Paul coming in tomorrow, actually, somebody just... you're going to hate this, right? Somebody just texted in there, what a beautiful voice. I could listen to Paul all day.
So could I.
That's some Polly Bulger in County Clare. No, that was really lovely stuff. Joy's a line. Join Me in the Pines is the collective name. JoinMeInThePines.com at JMITP. And it's the Unitarian Church on Friday. Are there still some tickets for that?
There are some tickets. Yeah, yeah. So...
Yeah. Go get them.
Get on it. Get on it.
Okay, now, I want to know, Paul's coming in tomorrow. What's his like, by the way? It's probably not as good as that, is it?
Oh, it's excellent.
Yeah. I can't hold him
can't,
it was
excellent. Can't deny it.
I'm going to ask you three questions. I don't want you to answer these straight away. I want you to write them down, put them into an envelope, and then we'll bring it to him tomorrow, okay? It's a bit like Mr. and Mrs. years ago, you know.
Oh,
how well do you
that.
Know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what was the first record Paul ever bought? We're going to answer these questions tomorrow. What was the first record Paul bought? What is Paul's date of birth?
Okay.
And how many points did Paul get in his leaving cert?
I thought you were going to say on his presence, driving license.
Many penalty points. So, first record Paul bought, Paul's date of birth, and how many points did Paul get in his leaving cert? Listen, it was great to see you.
You too, Ian. Thanks for having us.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Claire. Thanks, Danielle.
Ruth Jeffson, AA
Road Watch. Okay, Ruth, thank you very much for that. Now, we started the show today. The kickstart was Christy Moore and Don't Forget Your Shovel If You Want to Go to Work. And it was a great reaction to it. And I'll tell you why, because we got a note in from Keith McCormick. He sent us an email over the weekend. And his son, Liam, had got one of these cochlear implants, which meant that he wasn't able to hear, but then he was when he got the implant in there. So he started listening to the radio and he started making phone calls and he's able to hear stuff. And it's just amazing. He got it in Beaumont Hospital in Dublin and he's made amazing progress in his speech and he can now use a telephone and is listening to the radio as well, which are the hardest things to do for implant users. So he kick-started the day and he did this with his dad. So it's Liam McCormick and his dad Keith, and if you want to hear him again, here he is here.
Hello Ian.
Hello Ian.
My name is Liam.
My name is Liam.
And my kickstart song.
My kickstart.
Song.
Song.
It's Christy Moore.
Christy Moore.
And Don't Forget Your Shovel.
Don't Forget Your Shovel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay!
Isn't technology amazing? Fair play to you. Well done, Liam. Congratulations if you're still tuned our way. And thanks very much to Keith for passing that on to us as well. Have a good day. Stand by for Ray Darcy on the way after the news at 9 bells.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.